Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, September 5th, which is Labor Day in the United States, but it's also Missions Monday. So I look forward to talking about our mission partner at the end of the podcast. We're picking up in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 10 through 18, which is the end of the chapter today. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own." But to the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, "Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, 'The Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land.' Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, ready for battle, must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise." Then they answered Joshua, "Whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will fully obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous." Now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 100. And every time we read Psalm 100, I have the fond memory of Eleanor and her class memorizing this when she was in the second grade or maybe first grade. Anyway, so as I'm reading for you, I'm hearing her recite this psalm. The title is A Psalm for Giving Grateful Praise. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." As we move over to the New Testament, today we're in Matthew chapter 4, and this is Jesus being tested in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. I love this passage because it reminds me to reverence our Lord. He had been fasting for 40 days and was very hungry. And so I feel like in his humanity, he was in the depths of a weak place. And yet he does not give in to the temptation that Satan offers him. And that is what distinguishes our Lord from every other person that the Lord uses. He never sinned. And so because of that, we give you great praise, Lord Jesus. Also, I'm reminded of the importance of knowing God's word. Once or twice here, Satan uses God's word against Jesus, and yet Jesus responds with a correct interpretation of the word of God. Look at verse 7. It is also written, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." The third thing I want to mention is that Satan tempts Jesus with all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. But ironically, these are already Jesus's kingdoms. He owns everything. But Satan is trying to convince Jesus that he doesn't really have what is already his. And I think that Satan does that very same thing with each of us. In different areas, Satan seeks to weave lies into our lives. He helps us question our salvation sometimes, and he tries to convince us to seek more wealth or more status or to earn an identity that is already given to us for free through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, we need to move on to our Missions Monday. Our mission partner to highlight today is Sowing Seeds of Hope, which is a positive collaborative community development that improves the lives of residents in the Alabama Black Belt. For more information on how you can get involved with this ministry, contact Joe Wills. And you'll be thinking about this as Trunk or Treat comes up next month. We'll be gathering supplies for the bags that go to the residents in the Sowing Seeds of Hope area for Thanksgiving meals. We also want to pray alongside them, specifically for a housing program that two houses will be finished soon so that families and children can move in. We want to pray for their family resource center, for their tutors, and for good health for their leadership. Will you pray with me? We give you great praise, Lord Christ, for you are worthy. You alone are worthy to receive all power and glory and wisdom. May your kingdom come in our lives. We pray alongside our brothers and sisters at Sowing Seeds of Hope, and we ask, Lord, for your kingdom to come in that land. We ask, Lord, for the housing program, specifically for these two houses that need to be wrapped up. Also for the Family Resource Center, where people can come and get the things that they need. We pray for the staff that you would keep them healthy. And Lord, you know more than we can. So we pray for whatever needs they have, that you would supply them and that you would continue to give us a heart for this partnership. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.